pole instead of pile. When researching the question of overload in knowledge work, I came across a fascinating case study in the MIT Management Review. It concerned the technology development group at the Broad Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This group was made up of a team of IT professionals tasked with building novel digital tools to help the scientists at the institute. They were, as the case study reveals, plagued by backlogs. The group had many more ideas for tech development under consideration than it could fully investigate, and many more projects underway than its overloaded operations team could ever implement, reports the article. Any engineer could push a new idea into consideration at any time, and because the engineers were smart, they came up with a lot of ideas. The system soon became bogged down by its own excessive ambition. If a project was deemed particularly vital, it would be expedited, leaving the team to drop everything and fight the new fire. The individual engineers found themselves frantically juggling more projects than they could handle, with new priorities constantly arriving and demands for their attention shifting unpredictably. To resolve these issues, the group decided to change the process by which work was assigned. Inspired by a recent change that they had witnessed by those running the massive genetic sequencing pipelines used by the institute, they decided to transition from a system in which new tasks could be pushed onto their plate toward one in which they would pull in new work only when they were ready for it. To accomplish this goal, they sketched a diagram on some unused wall space that included a box for each step of their design process, starting with the initial idea and continuing all the way through testing and deployment. Specific projects were represented by post-it notes stuck on the wall in the box corresponding to their current stage in this process. Each of these notes was labeled with the name of the engineers who are currently working on it, making it clear exactly what everyone was currently up to. The full group would meet weekly to discuss the status of every post-it stuck to the wall. If a project was ready to advance to the next stage, the team leader would need to identify engineers with enough spare capacity to take it on. Their names would be added to the note, which would then be moved to the next box. Similarly, it became easy to notice if a project was struggling, as its note would have stopped advancing. At this point, engineers with spare capacity could be added, or the decision could be made to shut down the project altogether. The key to this system is that it prevented an unbounded amount of work being pushed onto your plate. You could only pull in new work if you had sufficient spare capacity, a status that was easy to determine by surveying how often your name came up on the wall. Overload became impossible. Not surprisingly, after switching to this more structured pull strategy, the total number of projects underway in the technology development group fell by almost 50%, while the rate at which projects were completed notably increased. Here we find a practical strategy for implementing the slow productivity principle of doing fewer things. Most people implicitly implement a pile approach, in which they just pile up the stuff being pushed in their directions from colleagues and clients, and then do their best to make as much progress on this whole mess of obligations as possible, dedicating more and more of their day to managing the overhead tax that all of these commitments are generating. The pull approach, as demonstrated by the technology group at Broad, is clearly better. There is no overload in the moment, and more will get done over time. But is this possible for an individual in an office environment? The answer is yes. One way to do this is to implement what I call active and waiting list. This idea works as follows. Divide your obligations into two lists, one called active and one called waiting. The active list contains the tasks that you're actively working on. This list should be small, maybe containing two or three things at most. You should be willing to pay the full overhead tax on these items, such as sending emails or attending meetings. Everything else, however, goes onto your waiting list. These items don't generate overhead tax. They're waiting quietly until you're ready to tackle them. Now, the key here is to make this transparent. Put these lists in shared documents that you can show to your colleagues. When you move a task from waiting to active, inform all the relevant people that you're now working on it. When someone tries to bother you about a waiting item, you can just send them a link to your list and say that you'll let them know as soon as it moves over to the active status. If someone wants you to tackle their request right away, you can even enlist their help in figuring out which active item you should swap out for it. The nice thing about this strategy is that it doesn't require you to say no to lots of things, but it still prevents all of the things that you do take on from generating too much overhead tax. It will keep your days more free to actually execute the underlying work. And as a result, the pace at which you complete these tasks will notably increase.